Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Get
introduce them to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make
it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah. The things we do.
Make it.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but nobody.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down for 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Lord, on tonight, we want to welcome everybody. We want to thank everybody for choosing the Anointed Teeth of Christ worldwide. Because I'm your host, Elder Andre Pivos, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building on tonight. Glory to God. It is a blessing to be on the line. It's a blessing, amen, to have each and every one of you here with us on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have a word from God on tonight. But before we get to the word, let's go to the throne, praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight, Lord. We want to ask that your Holy Spirit be present and be felt in a mighty way on the line on tonight. We're asking you to move in a mighty way. We're asking you, Lord, to open up doors, Lord. Give us revelation knowledge that we didn't have before. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're about to say and everything you're about to do. Lord, we just ask that you bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight, Lord. And we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you. We want you to know we love you, that we adore you. Hallelujah, that we lift you up, Lord. We just praise you on tonight because you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, hallelujah, and amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I've been blessed, brother. How you been, sister? Amen. I don't see who that is. Praise God. But we thank God for you on tonight. Praise God. I'm blessed. Amen. I hope you blessed too. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're just tuning in, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Pivos, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building on tonight. We got a word from God for you on tonight. Glory to God. So if you got your Bibles, electronic devices, we're not going to waste no time. We're going to get right into it. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. Glory to God on tonight. Psalms chapter 1. And tonight I want to call the message, amen. What about, hallelujah, your friends? Glory to God. What about, hallelujah, your friends? Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we're coming from Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. Praise God. And it reads, starting at verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, that's just verse 1. Now, in that verse 1, the writer has told us so many things in this one verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to understand that the writer is not so much, because in church a lot of times, and even in counseling and life therapy, life coaching and all this other stuff people got, amen, people are always telling you about you, about your character. Amen. Praise God. About you. They keep telling you about you. Amen. You should act this way. You should be this way. Your character should be like this. You. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The people around you can affect what's going to happen to you. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. The people around you can affect, hallelujah, what will happen, hallelujah, to you. Praise God, hallelujah. On the streets in the world, hallelujah, that we are taught, amen, or we teach each other or we learn from experience that if we see you hanging with a group of people, hallelujah, you must be one of them. That must be your clique. That must be your group because that's who you hanging with. And I know people from that group, they behave this way, and they do these type of things. Glory to God, hallelujah, they behave in this manner. So I'm going to assume, because you're hanging out with them, that you're like them. Glory to God, hallelujah, because those are the people you're hanging around with. And a lot of times, amen, saved people do it. People do it in general, whether you save or not. We categorize you or we classify you by the people that you hang around with. Glory to God. If you hang around with thugs, you must be a thug. Hallelujah. If you hang around with whores, you must be a whore. Hallelujah. Amen. If you kicking it with the drug dealers, you must be a drug dealer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the people that you hang around with, amen, praise God, affect, hallelujah, how other people look at you. This is how other people are looking at you. That's just one aspect of the situation, how other people are looking at you because of the people that are around you. Glory to God. Well, I know her. She likes to sleep with other men's husbands. And you hanging around with her, what y'all out there? Hallelujah. I know that type of dude. That he a playboy. He hit anything moving. So I don't understand why you, a married man, is hanging out with him unless y'all both. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if that's true in that sense, we got to look at this. It says, blessed is the man that walketh, that ETH on the end of walk makes it a continuous thing, that continuously walketh not, hallelujah, in the counsel of the ungodly. Counsel, that's advice. That's when you people advise you on how to live your life. You ever heard somebody tell you, you know, if I was you, I would do this. If I was you, I would do that. If I was you, I wouldn't let that man talk to me like that. If I was you, I'd tell that woman she need to be barefoot, pregnant, and cooking my dinner. If I was you, I would put my foot down and I'll tell her I am the man of the house. If I was you, glory to God, hallelujah. Everybody wants to counsel you on your life as if they are in such control of their own. Praise God, hallelujah. I heard one preacher say, hey, man, well, the reason why they're doing it is because they try to fix you. They're trying to fix you because they can't fix themselves, and they hope, hey, man, that if they can fix you, there's some kind of way vicariously they will fix themselves through you. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. But the truth of the matter is, praise God, they're the ones that need to be, hallelujah, fix. Glory to God, hallelujah. So he says, blessed is the man that don't take advice, ungodly advice. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Ungodly advice or standeth in the way. Standeth in the way. See, when you stand on something, Hallelujah. I'm affirming what you're saying. Hallelujah. If we go to a riot and you stand up with your picket sign, and whatever your picket sign may say, abortion is wrong, and I stand up next to you, glory to God, I'm standing in your way. Amen. Not in your way if it's going to keep you from getting somewhere. I'm standing in the way that you walk in. Hallelujah. I'm standing up for whatever you stand on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the writer of the text is telling us, be careful not to walk it in the counsel of the ungodly. See, people don't tell you some stuff, but you got to be careful not to walk out what they're telling you to do. See, when you walk it out, that means you follow the advice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You went home and started some crap with your husband because your girlfriend told you whatever she told you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You done went and done something crazy at the job because somebody told you if that was my job, that they ain't working where you working. They ain't got the position you got. But yet and still, they want to give you advice on what you should do at your job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God say, amen. The writer is saying, the man that doesn't walk in these, see, you can't stop people from telling you something. I can't stop you from telling me what you think I should do. But what I can do is stop myself, hallelujah, from walking it out. It was a song came out about 15 years. It said, walk it out. You got to walk it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No. See, if you don't walk it out, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me. I ain't got to do that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, this is about the people around you that are in your ear and not so much, amen, praise God, trying to control what they're doing or trying to control what they're saying or trying to control what they're telling you to do. Hallelujah. This is it being in control of yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because they'll tell you that don't hang around negative people. Everybody sees negative nowadays. Everybody got something negative in them. Glory to God. Everybody got something to tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So even when you do filter down the company you keep, the company you keep, praise God, still, hallelujah, amen, may not have godly wisdom, godly advice. Glory to God. Jesus dwindled it down to 12, and he told Peter, get behind me, Satan. The things that you are saying right now, hallelujah, going against what God is saying. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, amen, or sit it in the seat. So when you sit in the seat, glory to God, you own that thing. Now, you own it when you sit in it. Glory to God, hallelujah. And the writer is saying you sitting in the seat, you owning it, hallelujah, amen, acting just like them, following their advice, walking out their advice, hallelujah, standing on what they tell you to stand on, standing on what the world believes. Glory to God, and then sitting in it. You sitting in it. Glory to God. If you was in the world, you might say you're sitting in something, and it stank. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you following the this stuff about the people that are around you, it's on Facebook. You got coworkers. Hallelujah. Amen. You got fellow students. Hallelujah. You got fellow permissioners of the church folks. Glory to God. You got friends. You got family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all of them got some kind of whack advice of how you should live your life. And most of the time, they're not telling you to do the godly thing. Hallelujah, praise God. Why? Because they've been scorned. You know the saying, hell has no fury like a woman scorned. That means she pissed off at you. And then she ain't going to stop at nothing to get you back for whatever you did. See, being a scornful person is being a vengeful person, an unforgiving person. I'm going to get you back. Hallelujah. And you sitting in that because somebody at work made you mad. Your husband did something to you. Your wife done something. Your friend did this. Glory to God. And you determined to get them back for whatever they did. And you sitting in that seat and don't smell good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're literally sitting in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. You're walking out their advice. You're standing in their ways. Hallelujah. Now you're sitting in the seat of the scornful, in the seat of vengefulness, in the seat of unforgiveness, a seat of hatred. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you allowing the people around you to turn you into a hater? What about your friends? Glory to God. Well, I don't know what it is. I can't figure out why. I can't get it together. I can't figure out. What is it, the people around you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or is it you listening to the people around you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Advice is just that. It's advice. You ain't got to take it. Glory to God, because you wonder about what they going to think of you, because you worried about that you're not man enough, you're not woman enough, because of the people around you have said, hey, if you don't act this way, if you don't do this, if you let them talk to you that way, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. The Lord say, amen, you won't be blessed following their advice. You won't be blessed standing in their ways. You won't be blessed sitting in their seat. Glory to God, hallelujah. Why? Because you got too much evil on your mind. You're too busy thinking about getting people back. You're too busy thinking about chasing the bag. You're too busy thinking about, hallelujah, being vengeful. Hallelujah. These things are clouding your mind, clouding your judgment. Glory to God, hallelujah. And when you allow these things to happen, when you allow people around you to influence your character, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, you become deaf and blind to what God has for you. Glory to God. You let emotion cloud your judgment. Hallelujah. When you know that wasn't the best course of action, glory to God, but you cut them out anyway because the friend said you look like a punk standing there. Glory to God. You wouldn't let your boss, they wouldn't let their boss talk to them like that. Glory to God. So you go in there and tell your boss off, now you unemployed. They're not going to give you nowhere to stay. Hallelujah. They're not going to pay your bills. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you're walking in their way, doing what they do. And God says when you walk in the way of the world, when you do the things that the world do, when you respond to situations as the world responds to them, you will not be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at verse 2. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and the law, and in his law does he meditate day and night. But his delight, the blessed person now, hallelujah, we're talking about the blessed person. First he told you what the blessed person don't do. Now he's telling you what the blessed person do, the reason why he's blessed. The reason this man is blessed, the reason this person is blessed, because he delights in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. He delights in it. He finds joy in the law of the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And he meditates on it. And he don't just read it, hallelujah. He meditates on it. And he studies it. He wants to get a deeper insight, a deeper revelation into the meaning. He just don't want the word for word meaning. I want the spiritual meaning. I want the revelation of God. Hallelujah. I'm not just trying to follow a law. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to commune with the word of God. And I'm delighted to do it. I don't delight in being vengeful. You know, some people delight in being vengeful. Some people delight in being scornful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people delight in being ungodly. Some people take delight, hallelujah, in these things. Glory to God, hallelujah. But God say, if you delight in my word, you will be blessed. Glory to God, hallelujah. You will be blessed if you meditate on my word day and, hallelujah. Praise God. You meditate. If you meditate on it, the things you do during the day, you wouldn't do. Hallelujah. You know them little things we do? Hallelujah. Where we fall short here, we have to repent. Those little things you do. You wouldn't do it if you're meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Instead of meditating on what they said on Facebook, meditating, amen, praise God, on that Instagram model. Hallelujah. You meditating on everything but the word of God. and is the light. It says is the light. Amen. Praise God. Some people, amen, you bring up the word of God, they shut down the conversation. They don't want to talk no more. Hallelujah. You bring up God, amen, the conversation's over. You just fall the party. We was trying to see who the best rapper was, Tupac or Biggie, and here you come in talking about Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. You done shut the conversation down because they don't delight in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, because they don't understand, they don't comprehend, amen. They haven't gotten it through their head. They are ignorant to the fact that the word of God is what brings you life. It's what frees your mind, hallelujah, and wakes you up and makes you, hallelujah, different, set aside, holy, hallelujah, than the rest of the world. The rest of the world sleep on what's going on in the spirit right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if you meditating on the word of God, you know exactly what's going on right now. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you meditate on the word of God, if they say, hey, it's going to be a war, all these wars are breaking out and people are running and they scared. When Jesus said, you're going to hear about the war. And then you're going to hear about some rumors of some war. You're going to hear about I'm coming on the east. And you're going to hear about I'm coming on the west. But don't worry about none of that. Glory to God. See, if you meditate on the word of God, you wouldn't worry about what the news say. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you meditate on the word of God, hallelujah, you wouldn't even worry about death because you know death means to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. If you meditate on the word of God, you wouldn't worry about what the doctors say. Hallelujah. Because when the prophet told Hezekiah, get your house in order because you're about to die. Hallelujah. The prophet had to turn around because God said, I've changed my, oh, Lord, have mercy. I've added some time. Hallelujah. Praise God. We understand that no matter what the doctors say, hallelujah, if I go in my corner to my secret place, hallelujah, to my prayer closet, hallelujah, to my alone time with God, and I tell God like Hezekiah told him, the grave can't praise you. Hallelujah, the grave can't magnify your name. The grave can't glorify you. I know God, hallelujah, amen, will give me more time to do what he wants me to do. I ain't worried about what the doctors say, glory to God. I don't worry about what the left wing and the right wing, glory to God. Hallelujah, I'm not the left or the right. I'm walking in the way. Remember Jesus said, amen, follow me in the way. We should be following Jesus in the way, glory to God. He said, don't look to the left or the right. Oh, glory to God. But we're looking at the left wing, liberals, the right wing, Democrats and bureaucrats. We're looking at the political system. When God said, don't look at that. He said, keep your eyes on me. Meditate on me. Hallelujah. Amen. We study in the law of the land. We study in the law, hallelujah, of the man instead of studying and meditating on the law of God. Some of us know the Constitution from A to B, 1 to 23, but we don't know the word of God. Hallelujah. We know the history of this country, but we don't know the history of the world. Glory to God, we don't know it started. Hallelujah. Amen. With God floating upon an empty earth. Glory to God, that was without form and bearing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But instead of meditating on the word of God, we meditating on everything. And what did Biden say? Glory to God. What did Kanye say? Glory to God. What did that white woman say? Hallelujah. Amen. But no. The question is, what did God say? Yeah. Hallelujah. What did God say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, meditate on my law day and night, and that makes you blessed. Hallelujah, praise God. Stop listening to the people around you giving you ungodly advice. Hallelujah. Stop standing in their ways, glory to God, and stop sitting in their seats and start meditating on my word. Glory to God, hallelujah. And when you do that, verse 3 say, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Be like a tree. You don't understand. a tree need water. Any plant need water. Hallelujah, praise God. But if I'm planted by the river, I ain't got to wait for it to rain. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all ain't go. Hallelujah, praise God. If I'm planted by the water, hallelujah, I don't have to go get the supply. I'm planted by the supply. Glory to God, hallelujah. I ain't got to go, hallelujah, and seek out something that I need. What I need is already here at my disposal. Glory to God. I'm like a tree, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. Glory to God, hallelujah, in his season. In his season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, you got to understand that part. In his season. See, somebody might look at me and say, Elder, I don't see no fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't know what kind of tree I am to be trying to look for my fruit. Oh, don't give me glory to God. Hallelujah. You might be in the wrong season. Maybe you need to wait a season or two and come back. It's four seasons in a year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, you might have some fruit on your tree this season. Hallelujah. But next season, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's meditated on God. God has given them praise. Hallelujah. Now he's walking out. Now he's walking out the revelation that God has given him. So let's go back to the first verse and reword this. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the godly. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man. Hallelujah. That doesn't stand in the way of sinner. Blessed is the man that does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in order to be blessed, first of all, you got to change the people around you. You got to change what you're listening to. And then you got to change, hallelujah, you. Amen. You got to meditate on the word of God. Hallelujah. Instead of everything else you've been meditating on. Meditating on what mama told you. You meditating on what your daddy, well, my dad, I've heard men in their 60s tell me what their daddy told them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't you 60? You still going by what your daddy told you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you going to grow up, amen, praise God, and get outside of what daddy told you and hear what the Lord told you. Because just because daddy said it, just because mama said it, don't mean it's right. The Bible says there's a way that seems right, the man that's wrong to God. Hallelujah. 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 Why do we take advice from people that didn't have it all together? You know your mama ain't have it all together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know these people ain't got it all together, but we taking advice from people, married people taking advice from divorced folks. Hallelujah. What advice can I get from you besides how to break up something? I'm trying to keep something together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You might as well take advice from a criminal on how to stay out of jail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you got a heart to live for God, amen, you got to start changing, hallelujah, some of the factors that are influencing your life. Because it said walketh. It's an ETH on the end of these words. That means this is things that you continuously have to do. Praise God. Amen. He said you got to continuously meditate on my word. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't slip up. I'm just going to slip up this time and give somebody a piece of my mind. That piece of your mind might end you up unemployed. It might end you up in jail. Hallelujah. It might end you up on the wrong side of the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because that's ungodly counsel. Well, if I was you, I'd still be mad. They're sitting in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Me being mad at you ain't going to affect you. let me switch it around. You being mad at me don't affect me. I can care less if you mad at me. So you being mad at me is wasted energy. You can use that energy that you got being mad at me and use it on something else productive, glory to God, because I can care less. Hallelujah. Amen. They got a whole saying. They say, hallelujah, amen, people that you hate, 50% don't care, and the other 50% don't know. So you're wasting your time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's keeping you trapped. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now you're a slave to being scornful. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to be free physically, but some of us are still bound mentally. Hallelujah. We're not bound by the white man or no other man. We're bound by the man in our head. The man that keeps telling you you need to stay mad. And to mama, you grown. You grown. Hallelujah. Praise God. And still mad at your mama for something she did when you was a teenager, when you was a child. Hallelujah. When you gonna grow up? Hallelujah. You sitting in the seat. If I was you, I'd tell my mama, well, you not me. First of all, that's what you got to establish with people. You are not me. Because if you was me, you would be me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If you was me, you would have my wife. You would have my job. You would have my car. Hallelujah. You would have my money. You ain't got none of that, so you're not me. The problem is you wish you was me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, you got to realize the people around you, everybody ain't there to compliment you. And not compliment as, you know, you look good. I mean, compliment as to add value to your life. Hallelujah. Some people there to try to take value from your life because they want to be who you are. Hallelujah. 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 They there to take value. They wish they were you. They wish you was you in that situation. You know how many stories I've heard when somebody been told to break up with their spouse and the person that they told, that told them that, went after their spouse? Glory to God right after that. Why? Because they wanted to be them. And they really scornful at you. Glory to God. But they done snuck in under the radar, camouflaging themselves as a friend. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what else he says in verse 3. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever God put in your mind, so you've been meditating on the word. And because you're not letting, hallelujah, unforgiveness and scornfulness, because you're not walking in the way of sinners, and because, hallelujah, you're not taking ungodly advice, you can focus on the righteous things in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And instead of being focused on those negative things, you can focus on the goals that you have set, hallelujah, in accordance with God in your life, and you can reach those goals because you're not focused on the foolishness. Hallelujah. Unforgiveness is foolishness. Hallelujah. Running these streets and having quote-unquote fun is foolishness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why the stuff we do while we out and we living these type of lives, that's why it's not prospering. Hallelujah. Because you try to focus on a goal that you set in your life by simultaneously focusing on being vengeful. Focusing on getting people back. Hallelujah. Focusing on running them streets. Hallelujah. Praise God. You trying to focus on too much. You trying to multitask. Glory to God. And God saying, I'm not telling you to multitask. All I'm telling you to do is meditate on my word. And when you meditate on my word day and night, when I give you the goal, you will accomplish that goal because that's all that you focused on. That's all that's in you. Glory to God. Well, look what he's saying in verse 4. The ungodly are not so. Hallelujah. But are like the staff when the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Therefore, the ungodly shall stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can stop at the ungodly or not so. Praise God. I don't even need to hear the rest. Praise God. Because I know, amen, the ungodly, amen, whatever they do ain't going to prosper. Because he said the ungodly, they not like that. He said they not like a tree blended by the rivers of water. He's saying they leaves don't wither. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what the author is trying to tell us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That our attitude and the way we live, our character. Hallelujah. Amen. Affect, amen, our climate. Amen. In other words, amen, these things affect how far you will go up in life. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says you're not going to excel hanging around the wrong people. Glory to God, hallelujah. You'll get up there and get chopped down. You'll get so far and not reach your fullest potential. Hallelujah, amen. You'll be like one of these rappers nowadays. Glory to God, hallelujah. In the wrong place, doing what you shouldn't be doing. You got too much money to be out at 2:30 in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise God, but that's your counsel. Hallelujah. Then the people you walk with, then the people you sit with, glory to God, hallelujah. And then the people that's going to carry you. They're going to be listed as pallbearer on your obituary, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says the ungodly and the unrighteous will be cut down. Hallelujah. It ain't no avoiding this thing. Hallelujah. You can't go about doing things the way of the world. Jesus said it like this. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And why would he say his righteousness? Because there's some things that you think is righteous that God don't think is righteous. Hallelujah. You think it's righteous to divorce your wife and put her away. Hallelujah, amen. But it wasn't for a sexual sin. The Bible is specific. Hallelujah. You think it's right that if I slap you for you to just lay me clean out, even though Jesus told you to turn the other cheek. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You wish hell on your enemy. You use Bible verses on them. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. You gonna pay for messing with me. But God told us we supposed to pray for those who spitefully use us. Praise God, hallelujah. See, if we meditate on the word, hallelujah, that would be the only thing. Lord, have mercy. Understand that. If you meditate on the word of God, that would be your only reaction to any situation in your life. The word. Hallelujah. I don't like when people call me. My wife say this too a lot. We don't like people call. Well, what do you? I'm telling you what I think. What the Bible says. No, not what the Bible says. I don't want to hear what the Bible. See, the problem is whatever the Bible says has got to be what I think. Whatever God says has got to be what I think. I can't have my own thoughts separate from what God thinks. Hallelujah. Because my thoughts ain't righteous. Hallelujah. How many people, ain't nobody going to say nothing, but there's people out there that think, hey, as long as I don't get caught, glory to God, as long as they don't find out, they don't get hurt, everything going to be, no, God said, I see the fact that you did it either way. Hallelujah. The fact that you followed the advice of the ungodly when you knew what the word of God said. See, it's impossible to meditate on the word of God and then do something opposite of the word of God. because that's all that's in your mind is the word of God, because that's all you meditate on. You don't know no other avenue of resolution besides the word of God if you meditate on the word of God day and night. Hallelujah. See, the world got other avenues of resolution besides praying. Hallelujah. They got other avenues, hallelujah, besides praising God. They got other avenues besides falling on your knees and giving God the glory. Hallelujah. They got guns, glory to God. They got social media they can go to and blaspheme your name. Glory to God, hallelujah. There's a whole lot of stuff they can do. They got other avenues other than ours. Our way is a foolish to them. You mean you just don't sit there and pray? You must don't know who my God is. Oh, Lord. See, you don't know when I pray. That's like calling my big brother. Hallelujah, praise God, because I know I can't whoop you. But I know somebody who can. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm really praying for you that he have mercy on you. Because when you touch one of his, hallelujah, he take it personally. Hallelujah, praise God. So I'm praying for you that you get it right before he get to you. Glory to God, hallelujah. I ain't got to lift a finger. I ain't got to be thoughtful against you. Hallelujah, praise God. God is going to raise enough hell in your life that I ain't got to call nobody. Hallelujah. I ain't got to make no hit on you. Glory to God. I want you to live through whatever God about to do to you. Glory to God. I got to pray for you. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you can touch the wrong one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the attitude you got to have. You done touched the wrong one. Well, what you going to do? I ain't going to do nothing. Hallelujah. But my father, oh, my God. When my father find out about this, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I meditate on the word of God. And he told me vengeance was his. Hallelujah. So whatever you do to me, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. You better, amen, get it right the first time. But I doubt it is, because the Bible says when I meditated on it, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm not really worried about your hating, because when I meditated on the word, he said that he was going to make my enemies my footstool. He said that he was going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Glory to God. And even though you try to hurt me, even though you blaspheme my name, glory to God, even though, hallelujah, you done dragged my reputation through the mud, I know, hallelujah, that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose for those that he foreknew and predestined, hallelujah, to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I done meditated on it. So even when I'm going through something that don't feel good, I know that it's working out for my good. Oh, glory to God. Because I done meditated on the word. See, when you meditate on the word, you don't worry, hallelujah, when obstacles come in your life. Glory to God, because I know I can speak to that obstacle and say, be thou removed, and if I believe it in my heart and shall not doubt, that obstacle got to get out of my way. Glory to God, hallelujah, because I have meditated on the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 I've meditated on the word of God. And when you meditate, that's all you can go to. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't thinking about going to get a gun. You thinking about going to fall on your knees. You ain't thinking about, hallelujah, how you can get them back. You thinking about, Lord, I need to pray for them because they just put something into action, into the atmosphere, into the universe, as the Buddha say. Hallelujah. That they can't stop. Hallelujah, and it's going to come back like a boomerang. So, Lord, have mercy on them. They don't know who they done touched. I'm like Jesus, forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. I got to plead for you. Glory to God. Because I've meditated on the word. Hallelujah, day and night. Hallelujah. So that's all I know. Hallelujah is the word. Glory to God, hallelujah. All I can tell you is what God say about it. Well, me and my wife going through it, and I think I'm gonna have to leave her. Glory to God. Well, the Bible says, "What God put together, let no man put asunder." Hallelujah, praise God. But we got irreconcilable differences. I'm sorry, but that's not in the Bible. I don't know what that is. Hallelujah. That's not the word of God. I don't know what that is. Hallelujah. I'm about to tell my mama and my daddy, I'm about to put them in their place. No, you're not. The Bible says that you are to honor your mother and father, and your days will be long upon this earth. Not only that, if you do that, the Bible says you will inherit the land. Some of y'all ain't going to get nothing because you don't respect nothing. Hallelujah. 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 The word of God has not changed. It ain't came back void. Hallelujah. And you got to meditate on this thing. You just can't pick up your Bible once a week, blow the dust off of it, read whatever scripture the pastor preached on Sunday, close it back up, sit it back on your dashboard, and don't pull it back out again until next doggone Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're not meditating on it day and night. You're not even meditating on it. Some of you ain't even reading it. You taking the pastor word, I can tell you whatever I want to tell you. I can make up a book. Hallelujah. The book of Jazz Jay. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Don't worry about it. You can't find this little chapter in there. You can't find it. I just tell you what to say. And some of y'all won't even open your Bibles and look for it. Hallelujah, because you might find it ain't in there. Glory to God, hallelujah, because you're not meditating on the word. You meditating on what your homegirl told you at the beauty shop, what your homeboy said at the barber shop. Glory to God, what they saying down there, hallelujah, at the job. Glory to God, hallelujah. You meditating on all this foolishness. Hallelujah. Some of y'all meditating on the music. Glory to God, you got these women out here rapping, saying we don't need no man. We independent. Glory to God, you need to be like this. And you like, oh, I want to be like her. I want to be like her. You need to do your research. She married with children. Glory to God, hallelujah. She not practicing what she rapping about. Hallelujah. These guys ain't out here, amen, playing the field and doing all this. They married with kids. They settled down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they telling you something that they know is fail. And you want to mimic what the music is saying, meditating on the music, trying to say what the music is telling you to say and do. Glory to God. Not realizing they not even doing it themselves. They are hypocrites. Hallelujah. In the very definition of the word. Hallelujah. But you're meditating on the wrong thing. I ain't going to never get married. The Bible says he that finds a wife findeth a good thing. Not only a good, that ain't it. And obtain favor with God. Glory to God. Not only do you find a wife, not only now do you have you a good thing, but now you got favor with God. Just because you got, but you don't want to. Lord, I'm like, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you too busy listening to the old folks telling you, boy, I got married and it went this way. But ain't nobody telling you the whole story. Hallelujah. They wasn't meditating on the Lord day and night. They was meditating on other things. Hallelujah. That led, hallelujah, to the destruction of their relationship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. 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 They wasn't meditating on the word of God. They was meditating on Too Short. Hallelujah. Meditating on Snoop Dogg. Not knowing these guys are married. Hallelujah. Telling you to do something they ain't doing themselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So if we get ready to close, what about your friends? Hallelujah. What about the people that are around you? Hallelujah. You ain't even got to be doing what they doing to be caught up in their mess. Hallelujah. Praise God. They talked about the rapper that got shot last night. I know at least two people I know was at the club with other people. Hallelujah. The other people getting to a scuffle, now they dead. Two of my homeboys dead. They ain't had nothing to do with it, but it was the friends that ungodly advice to leave out the house at 11 o'clock at night and go to the club. The ungodly advice, hallelujah, to be strapped. Hallelujah, amen, riding so deep in a Cadillac. All this ungodly advice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, walking in the way of the sinner. Hallelujah. Well, amen, the Bible says, watch this. You wouldn't have been out that late at night. And you know what Jesus said. Jesus said, whatever you got to do, do it while it's day. Because night come when no man, Lord have mercy, can work. But we try to do it anyway. Hallelujah. God said, God, my name ain't make that up. Your grandma ain't make that up. God said, you better be in this house when the streetlights come up. Because when it's dark, hallelujah, no man should be working. You shouldn't be out there doing no kind of labor. Hallelujah, praise God. What they used to say, ain't nothing open that time of night. Hallelujah, amen. But 7-Eleven in late. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. They got songs. The freaks come out at night. The night time is the right time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't get the warning. Glory to God, hallelujah. They talk about vampires and werewolves coming out at night. What you doing out there? Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say this. When God elevates you, or maybe you get elevated. However you get elevated, you decide, amen, you want to live your life right. Hallelujah, amen. You got to change some things. Hallelujah. You can't keep doing the same things you used to do and try to be on another level in life. You got to let some friends go. Because they're not going to do nothing but drag you back down into that lower level in life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People say, don't forget where you come from. I ain't forgot because I don't want to go back. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But they want to drag you back because misery loves company. Like I said earlier, they live vicariously through you. Hallelujah. Your biggest fan is also your biggest hater. Glory to God. Mm. Hallelujah. Because they are fan of you, but they hate that they not you. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. They are fan of you. Hallelujah. But they hate that they ain't you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what about your friends? Is it the people around you? Is it the influences that are around you that are stunting your growth? Hallelujah. Not just spiritually, hallelujah, socially, financially. Glory to God. The people around you, amen. You got to understand, some of them, everybody can't get on the train with you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Everybody can't ride with you. Glory to God, hallelujah. A car only, you can have a Suburban. There still can only fit so many people. Glory to God, somebody going to get left behind. Hallelujah, amen. Well, I hate to say it like this, but everybody ain't going to heaven. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. If they not making their own way to get to where they need to be. Glory to God. Quit trying to drag people. Oh, glory to God. We drag them like them parents that got leeches on their kids, dragging them around the mall. You trying to drag these people to success. You trying to drag them out the hood. You trying to drag them into a new mindset. Glory to God, but I'm going to tell you what the old folks used to say. You need to let go and let God. Hallelujah. He can't say that one again, too. He said you need to let go and let God. You can't drag them to the throne of grace. They got to come willingly. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You can't drag them to a higher level in society. They got to come willingly. They want to use, you can take the hood out the dude, but you can't take, you can take the dude out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the dude. The devil is a lie. I will leave the hood that way and that, glory to God. It ain't coming with me nowhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Some people ain't going to go with you. You got to leave some people behind. It's the hardest thing to do because you grew up with them. You rode with them. These were the sinners. Hallelujah. That you rode with. These were the sorrowful people that you walked with. Glory to God. And you sat with and you talked with. Hallelujah. These are godly people. These were your friends. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus said, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Hallelujah. So skip over friends. Let's go to family. Hallelujah. Praise God. You worried about losing your friends. Jesus said this about his family. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Only those that do the will of the Father. Why are you hanging around and listening to people that don't do the will of your Father? Hallelujah. What kind of child are you to hang around and participate in activities that your daddy don't approve of? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That your mama don't approve. Now, you know if mama or daddy caught you doing something they didn't approve of, what's going to happen? Glory to God. And some of us went there, didn't we? Hallelujah. And we mad to this day. How come I got caught every time I did something wrong? Hallelujah, because you're a light on the hill. You can't hide what you do. Glory to God. Maybe it took that for God to show you who you are in him. Hallelujah, but now that you know what you know, hallelujah, amen, the people around you, some of them got to go. Hallelujah. Let me tell you to you like this. When Jesus stepped on the scene, he recruited 12 new people. Oh, y'all ain't kidding. He recruited, wasn't none of them his childhood friends? Glory to God. Wasn't none of them his buddies, his homies? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to, amen, get a whole new circle. Well, I'm going to try to get them, if they wanted to be saved, they would have came to church and you went. Glory to God. They would have got saved when you got saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to allow them to come on their own time just like you came on yours. Glory to God. But until then, it's going to have to be some separation. Glory to God, because I can't walk in what you walk in. I can't sit in what you sit in. I can't take ungodly advice, ungodly counsel. Glory to God. Why? Because I want to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be blessed? I feel like Jesus. Will thou be made whole? Glory to God, hallelujah. You that willing to say, I'm still down with my homies. I ain't forgot about the hood. Hallelujah. That you willing to sacrifice, hallelujah, your success. Because others choose not to be successful. Because others choose not to hearken to the voice of the Lord. Because others choose not to meditate on the word of God day and night. Hallelujah. Misery loves company. You want to be the company to the misery. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what about your friends? Are they dragging you down? Are they keeping you stagnant? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If so, it's time to reexamine the people who are in your circle. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm reminded now of when they got ready to take, hallelujah, the promised land. See, I always was taught growing up that they got lost for some reason. They wandered around for 40 years in the wilderness, Moses and them, looking for the promised land, till I picked up the Bible and read it for myself and found out they were still. They didn't believe they could take what God had for them. Hallelujah. in a certain way. And because they did that, hallelujah, amen, they weren't able to say hallelujah what God had for them, because the word, hallelujah, didn't believe. So it is out of those people, only three. We're talking about 500,000 people, only three people out of the original that came out of Egypt, made it into the promised land, because they friends, because they family. Quit allowing people around you to keep from progressing in life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God on tonight for his word. We thank God, hallelujah. This is the first psalm in the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. Praise God. The first psalm is telling us, amen. So we go in and suffer. You need to check your friends. Hallelujah. You need to check their advice. You need to check what they're telling you. And you need to check yourself. Are you listening to it? Hallelujah. Are you abiding with it? Or are you going along with it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the time is coming. It's coming when God the Father is seeking those that worship him in spirit and in truth. This is that hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is that hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you want to succeed, then we're worried about the rapture. I'm trying to close with the Lord. He said to say this. We worried about the rapture. We worried about him coming back. We worried about the world coming to an end. What about until then? What you going to do until then? Hallelujah. And the book of Thessalonians, you know what they did? They heard Paul preach that Jesus was coming back. So they went and sold businesses and shut down businesses and got their little chairs and just sitting there waiting on God. And that's where the verse comes from, that if a man don't work, he don't eat. Paul was simply telling them, I know I told you God was coming back, but I didn't say it the next 5 minutes. Oh, Lord. Praise God. What you going to do until then? How you going to survive until then? You got to keep going on with everyday life. Hallelujah, because life don't stop. Tupac had a song, Life Goes On. Hallelujah. People die every day. Did your life stop because Takeoff died? Hallelujah. No, your life kept going. And it's going to keep going until it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. So until your life ends, until God cracks the sky, what are you going to do until then? Hallelujah. Just whatever you got. Hallelujah, whatever level you on, I'm just going to sit here and stay on this level and wait for God to come back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God is saying, I'm trying to elevate you, both mind, body, soul, financially, socially. Hallelujah. I said the word, I'm going to put you before great men. Your gifts going to put you before great men. So what makes you think I want you to stay in that social climate you're in? Hallelujah. Well, I must remind you, the Lord said, after I preached that sermon, amen, when I had to go on the boat, and they sent me up on the boat so I could preach to the people. After I got through preaching to them people, I said, we got to go to the other side. Hallelujah. I got more for you to do than just sit stagnant waiting on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's elevation time. Glory to God. God say, amen. You know what your assignment is. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's time to elevate him. It's time to move forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And well, whoever don't come, they just get left behind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All tonight. We thank God for his word. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. See, and that his word will not come back to us born. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Surround yourself with some positive influences in your life. Surround yourself, hallelujah, with people that ain't making negative and ungodly things. Surround yourself with people that ain't scornful or sinners. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Could it be your friends. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to open up the line momentarily. Amen. If anybody on the line tonight has a testimony, amen, or a prayer request, hallelujah, or a comment on tonight, amen, the line is open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless God on tonight. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in, everybody out there on TikTok. Amen. We thank God for you guys on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God is still good. Hallelujah. He is still, amen, a way maker. He is still a healer. He's still a deliverer. Hallelujah. God is. Hallelujah, praise God, whatever you need him to be. Amen. We want to invite y'all to tune in on tomorrow night. Amen. Tomorrow night, amen. First Lady Aisha will have a word from the Lord. Amen. And tune in Thursday for Throwback Thursday as we reach into the archives, praise God, and pull out one of our dynamic messages from the past. Glory to God, hallelujah, that we're pretty sure, hallelujah, will bless. Amen. Your life. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We've truly had a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. And don't forget to tune in Friday night. We're going to have the open mic session. Amen. And we're going to be discussing, hallelujah, amen, the holidays and the origin of a couple of them. Praise God. So we invite y'all to tune in for that. Amen. It will be myself, Apostle Curry, and hopefully, amen, we'll have Pastor Page will be on the line with us also, along with the other men and women of God. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. I thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. Praise God. And if there be no more comments at this time, we'll go ahead and close out. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that your word will not come back to us void. And, Lord, we praise you and magnify you, Lord, hallelujah, that we are blessed, hallelujah, that we do not walk within the counsel of the ungodly or, hallelujah, standeth in the way of sinners, hallelujah, or, hallelujah, sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Lord, we delight in the law of you, Lord. We delight in your word. Hallelujah. And we know that your word is true. And Lord, we meditate on your word. And we thank God for your word, that your word will never come back to us void. We thank God, Lord, that you know the plans for us that you have for our life. We thank God, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that before we were in our mother's womb, you knew us. We thank you, Lord, that you have predestined us to conform to the image of your son, Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We magnify you. And we love you on tonight, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. We truly thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. We will see y'all tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. And on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. And just remember, wherever the presence of the Lord is, anything can happen. Glory to God on tonight.
He's in our very midst. You will you are about to experience a life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came, 'cause he's in our very midst.
want you to confess it.
Miracles are happening in here.
Miracles. Somebody is in need of a breakthrough. You're listening to this CD. You're driving in your car. And you're waiting on God to do something for you. But you gotta prophesy over your own self. Somebody say breakthrough. Take it up. Breakthrough is happening here.
Goodbye.